Well, with news from the Buffalo Bills this morning, we go with a special Beyond the Playbook. And with us on the line is analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, let's take a look. First of all, I'm curious, just your initial gut reaction when you heard that the Buffalo Bills made this hire yesterday.
It's certainly an interesting hire for the Bills as they pick up Carolina defensive coordinator Sean McDermott. Interesting because I think many thought the Bills would go with an offensive-minded head coach, particularly given that early reports suggested that the Bills' current offensive coordinator was a virtual lock to get the job. So it's a bit surprising that the Pegulas went from one defensive-oriented coach to the other. Then again, the team has made plenty of, shall we say, interesting decisions lately. But what we know about McDermott is that he's been defensive coordinator for Carolina for the last 6 years. He's had moderate success, although last season he coached the 21st-ranked defense, but dealt with some key injuries, loss of a star player. However, his best season, it occurred back in 2013 when he coached the number two overall defense in the league. And one significant departure in perception versus recent Bills head coaches is that he seems to have a lot of respect within the media for his in-game management. And his discipline has been a major issue for the Bills in recent years. This has to be a step up for the Bills in that department.
All right. So, Matt, you made no secret about it, especially throughout the second half of the season, about some of your displeasure with the Buffalo Bills organization, some of the problems that you believe exist within that organization. What about this particular hire? Is it an end to those problems, do you think, or what? Is it a continuation, perhaps?
Well, if you're superstitious, you're probably not going to be thrilled because they're introducing him on Friday the 13th of all days. But, you know, all that being said, joking aside, I guess, it's really tough to say. The hire, I guess, kind of came out of the blue in the sense that McDermott wasn't exactly an expected name in the search early on. But as I said before, I think trying something different, going in a different direction would certainly help. So I think on that side of it, yeah, there's a chance that this could work out well. None of us will know. The one aspect that was seemingly a little bit disappointing from all reports is that despite the fact that the Pegulas said Doug Whaley would lead this search, and I'm certainly made no I think people know that I'm not thrilled with Doug Whaley's performance. It does sound like this was a Pegula choice. So, again, kind of goes back to that initial issue that we've had with the team for a little while and that, you know, who's in charge? But, hey, you never know. It may work out.
Okay, and then, like you said, hey, you never know. It would work out. Can you envision a scenario looking at what we know about this coach, and it's fairly limited right now, and knowing about the type of talent that's inside the organization and the way this organization works, can you see it? How can you see it all coming together to bring Bills fans the type of success that they're looking for?
All right, this is where I have some real optimism that I think is based in reality here. I do think there's a shot that he could work out and he could be a real nice fit coming right into the Bills, particularly based on the scheme he runs. He runs a 4-3 defensive scheme, which is really good in my view, because Ryan, he ran a 3-4. And, you know, even though it'll be another scheme change for a defensive unit that really hasn't enjoyed much consistency over the last 5 years, it's great because the defensive personnel is really suited for this scheme. In fact, they were a top five defense in the league just a couple of years ago, playing a 4-3 under defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. So in that respect, I think that this has a lot of potential to change the defense and turn them around quickly. And if that's the case, and the offense can have some measure of continuity, and hey, you know, a new coach aside, I mentioned it before, so much of this goes back to what their decision is and how it works out at quarterback. So, you know, if a couple of things fall into place, this is something that could work out well for the Bills.
All right, we'll take that guarded optimism as Bills fans, and most certainly thank you for your time this morning. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.